Hi, I'm Nicola O'Hara, and not so long ago, I navigated my way out of a successful corporate career to launch my dream online business and haven't looked back. Now I live a life of freedom and work where, when, how, and with whom I choose. I created this podcast to teach you the strategies that I learned and share the knowledge and tools I needed during my journey to business ownership, so you can make your move out of your day job faster, smarter, and with greater ease. Think of me as your mentor, teacher, guide, and cheerleader through the highs and lows of the career to entrepreneur roller coaster. If you're an aspiring entrepreneur feeling trapped, unappreciated, or unfulfilled in your job and long to break free to build a business and life you're passionate about, you're in the right place. The best time to start is right now. This is the Career to Entrepreneur Method. Hey, this is Nicola O'Hara, and welcome to another episode of the Career to Entrepreneur Method. This is the second in the series of three episodes where I'm talking about what actions you can take if you know that now is not the time to swap your day job for your own business. Now, last time I talked about the importance of putting a date in for the future when you think you will be in a position to get started with a business and transition from your job, whether that is 6 months, a year, or even 2 years away. So if you missed that one, then go back and listen to it after this. Now, this time I want to talk about how you can use this time to clear mental and physical space for your future business by decluttering. Well, before you make any big change, it's a good idea to clear out what you don't need. Like when you move house, you sell, give away, or throw away anything that you don't want to take with you to that new house. Anything that won't suit the new place that has just got too old or you just don't like anymore. And that's the same for when you want to move on from a career to start a business. You need to clear out anything that's not going to be part of your life as the CEO of your own company. All that mental and physical clutter from past jobs and your life as an employee. Just because you're not starting a business yet doesn't mean you can't start thinking and acting like an entrepreneur. So before you do anything else, you need to deal with the past and create space for your future business projects by decluttering. Now, if you're like me, you will enjoy decluttering. I don't always love the actual process, sometimes I do, but I love the feeling when it's done. The lightness and the clarity and the tidiness and just the feeling of a fresh start. But even if you don't enjoy decluttering, please stick with me because it's important. Basically, decluttering is just clearing out and making space. And this can be done in all aspects of your life. Now, you declutter because you want to bring something new into your life. So before you can start thinking about your ideas and passions and things you want to do in a business in the future, you need to clear out some of the old rubbish that can hold you back if you let it. Now, that can be things, in other words, physical declutterings. If you've read or heard about Marie Kondo's book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, then you'll know about how she talks about decluttering to change your life. How by clearing out the clutter around you, you bring peace and clarity to your mind and make it easier to be more productive and invite new opportunities into your life. There is also people decluttering. Now, that doesn't mean you actually have to get rid of people in your life completely. You can if you want to. But if there are people that you know are not going to be supportive of you and you're making this change in the future, then maybe you just need to distance yourself from them to protect your energy a bit. Or you make sure that when you're speaking with them, this topic just doesn't come up because it's just not going to go well. Decluttering is making that space for yourself that's going to make it easier for you to start thinking about your ideas and what you could potentially turn into a business. So having people with negative, non-constructive opinions around is not going to really serve you and will actually hinder your creativity. I don't mean those who play devil's advocate and try to see all sides. They're really just trying to help you, and that's absolutely fine. But if someone's just being negative and nasty and everything like that for the sake of it, then just distance yourself from them. Do what you need to do to pull away from negative people who drag you down and make more positive, open-minded people who make you feel good about your choices more of a feature in your life. Or at least make sure the people around you are not needlessly critical. Okay, another way of decluttering is digital decluttering, which means clearing up your technology. These are things that fill up your computer and your phone's memory and just remind you of past mistakes, negativity, or just things that are not important anymore, of a person that you don't want to be anymore. For example, if you have multiple versions of your CV or resume anywhere, like hundreds of them, different versions, get rid of them. Keep one, maybe your latest one, or create an updated version. You could even put your next role as being CEO of your business, and that can act as a way to step into the role energetically and act like it's already happened, so you can manifest that into being into the future. Also, if as part of your backup plan, you have an option of going back to your job, then you have something that's ready to go. But the rest of the CV clutter can go. And that goes for anything else related to other jobs you don't legally have to hold on to. By getting rid of documents you don't need, you're clearing out the space for all your business files and documents to take shape. Obviously, I'm talking about your personal computer here, not your work one. You're not going to be clearing out old stuff from there. But if you have any documents or anything from your past jobs on your computer or on your phone, then clear out the old for the new. You're clearing out the memories of your professional life, of your 9-to-5 life. And I promise you, it's such a great feeling. You obviously can keep the good memories, but what you want to do is get rid of anything that's going to hold you back, anything that's going to be negative. And obviously, as an added benefit, it clears up lots of memory on your computer as well. I remember when I did this, I also deleted all the photos I kept over the years from different companies, people I wasn't even in touch with anymore. I kept a few, like I wasn't completely ruthless, but just of those people I genuinely got on well with back in those days. Because you know, you go to Christmas parties, you go to summer events with work colleagues, and you take loads of photos because you're probably close to them at the time. But if you're not in touch with them anymore, maybe just keep one or two photos and get rid of the rest. Finally, there is mental decluttering. Now, to be honest, all decluttering is mental decluttering or has a positive impact on our mental health. Because when you clear out and make that space, that physical space, and you also have the right people around you and you've cleared out that negativity, and when you also have the tech tidied up, you feel clear-headed and you feel like you've got the room now to start putting all your ideas into action. But before you could do that, you need to mentally declutter any bad memories or failures or experiences that are holding you back. The things that can and do come up when you're trying to make a big change. Because when you're making this change in life, your brain will throw everything it can at you to make sure you stop what you're doing. Your subconscious will start throwing out all those times you failed, all those embarrassing moments, all those times where things haven't gone completely to plan. And look, we all have them, don't we? It will forget about all the positives and all your achievements. It won't be throwing those your way. So while you have this time before you're actually starting your business, you can pull those memories out and deal with them so you can move past that fear or mindset block more easily when it does show up, because I promise it will. Dealing with those memories is a bigger topic, but basically you need to review the memory, question why it happened, what you could have done differently, and forgive yourself or anyone else involved in that incident. Then try to change the situation into a more positive one for you to bring forward. You may have learned something from it, or you could have moved forward in some other way that you didn't understand at the time. And even if there's no positive to be gained, understand that at that particular time in your life, you didn't have the knowledge or experience that you have now. Have empathy for yourself at that time, but realize you've moved on from that. You've learned, you've changed, and you're no longer that person. Dealing with these memories will also help you in your job as well, because those memories are probably affecting you at work, even if you're not aware of them. Now, I put a caveat here. If things are coming up for you that take you to a dark place, then speak to a counselor or another expert. This technique is only to be used for manageable memories. I'll give you an example of a memory that came up for me when I was doing this work before I started my business. Now, one of my biggest mind blocks that I have to work on even now is what people think of me. I know we all have that to a certain extent, but this is a quite deep one for me. So at the time, I looked back at my life and career to find out where this could have started, where it could have grown. What was the origin story? And I found a few incidents where it started to grow, such as childhood memories. But one thing stood out from my work in my early life. And I knew it was significant because although I hadn't thought of it in a long time, and it took a long time for me to think of it, I buried it. But when I uncovered it, it immediately had a physical effect on me. I felt all the emotions and all the feelings of that time bubble up again. So back in my early days in corporate in learning and development, I was running multiple training workshops on a specific topic for quite a lot of people in different offices. I must admit, I felt a little bit out of my comfort zone on this particular topic, but I knew that's how you grow as a trainer, and I threw myself into it and grew more confident. We had those usual feedback forms to be filled out at the end, and they had been universally positive, and I had positive feedback to my face as well. Yes, you get the odd thing of, you know, the sandwiches are not the nicest, or the aircon was too cold, which you always get in the learning development world. But nothing negative about the training itself. Actually, it was quite the opposite. Then after the final session, I got one feedback sheet back through the internal mail. It just landed on my desk in an internal envelope. I opened it up and pulled out the sheet and started reading. And it was absolutely damning about the training content, about everything to do with it, including me as a trainer. I felt the whooshing in my ears. You know, that feeling of your heart banging and like a bucket of water being chucked over you. You feel hot and cold at the same time. I was completely shocked. I really wasn't expecting it. Now, I could have taken constructive feedback, but this was just malicious. Of course, it didn't matter that the rest of the feedback was really positive. I just saw myself as a failure. What was worse, it was anonymous. So every time I met someone who had done the training, I thought, was it them? Now, there was someone I suspected of being the author, as they had issues with HR and my boss in particular. So it probably was not even about me or the training. And I kind of knew that at the time. But none of it mattered. It was there in writing, and the incident was seared in my mind. For me, I completely failed, and the whole program was a failure. I was so embarrassed. And to make matters worse, I took that piece of paper, put it back in its envelope, put it under a pile of papers up in my bottom drawer, literally burying it. I didn't tear it up or anything. I just put it at the bottom of the drawer as far down as I could and continued on like it never happened. And even when I left that company, I think I came across it. I didn't even take it out of the envelope. I just chucked it into the recycling bin at that time. I didn't even look at it again or mention it again. But you know what happens when you bury feelings or try and hide something like that? It has to manifest somewhere, right? And for a while, I did lose some confidence, but eventually I forgot about it and moved on, or so I thought. What I realized later was that I had not dealt with it. So even though the incident itself was forgotten, my subconscious mind had remembered it. Always throwing up little barbs when I launched anything new or went on stage to give a talk or train, telling me they're going to hate it. They're just saying it's great. They don't really mean it. Little mean girl jibes. Now, I learned to suppress those thoughts, but they were always there. Now, I know people think I'm very confident and sure of myself, and I am. But even after all this time, and even after I confronted the feelings, I've done the forgiveness work and switched the perspective to positive, I still have that fleeting thought that whatever I do will not be rated or enjoyed. But the difference is now that I know what to do when to switch my thinking. Because even when you deal with these kind of memories, they're not ever completely gone, and they do come back. The difference is you're aware of them and have the tools and techniques to push them away. They don't affect you in the present day. Now, why do I tell you this convoluted story? Well, to show how words can have power, because I think that's a huge message of that, you know, deal with things what people say, don't let them fester inside you, deal with them. And also remember what you say to others as well. It's important to be wary of your own words and the effect they have on others. But more importantly, that's something that really, let's face it, was not a big deal, pretty small fry in the grand scheme of things. It can fester away at you, affecting your life without you even being aware of it. Now, if I told someone about it back then and spoke with my boss at the time or one of my colleagues or even just a friend, they would have made me realize that it was one person who probably had had a bad day, other issues, another axe to grind, and not to worry about it. It would have been a fleeting incident to be forgotten, just a learning experience. But I didn't, and my mind managed to twist it into a much bigger deal than it actually was. Now, I now know that not everyone's going to like what you do, and not everyone's going to like the way you do it. That's just the way it is. If you have an opinion about something, then someone will have the other opinion. Some people have their own agenda. Some people just like to be nasty. And some people are just not going to be your kind of people anyway. And that's fine. That is something you have to get used to in life and in particular in the business world. It's funny because I had not thought about that incident in years, but it was only when I was planning to leave my job to start my business that I started thinking about my fears and what was coming up for me. And I probably felt a bit more vulnerable, a bit more unsure of my own path. And that story came back to me, something I'd long thought I'd forgotten. And by then, I'd run leadership and management programs, courses, conferences, seminars, and spoken on stages across Europe. I climbed the ladder in my career. I had enough evidence that I was great at what I do. But that memory was so powerful, it stuck there in my subconscious, ready to leap out anytime. As I said, your brain likes to look back into the vault and throw up whatever it can to stop you from taking what it perceives as a risk. Any doubts, fears, or failures come back to haunt you, no matter how inconsequential or small they are. So get ahead of your subconscious mind and deal with the mental clutter now. It will make it so much easier in the future when you do create and launch your business to know nothing is going to hold you back and block your way. The bottom line is, decluttering is not just a physical activity. It's a way to clear your mental blocks and create the physical space you need to move forward. By using this time wisely now, when starting a business and leaving your job just isn't an option, you'll be able to declutter mindfully and do what often takes a long time to complete, but on your own schedule. Decluttering is something you should always do every so often anyway. When you're in your business, when you're in a job, whatever you do in life, it's a great way to bring new energy and sweep away negativity. And what's great about it is it's really actionable. You can declutter a drawer, a file, or one memory today. I talk more about decluttering and give some checklists and other tools in the Career to Entrepreneur Method Made Easy course. If you'd like to learn more about it and go into it in more depth, then go to nicolaohara.com/course. That's nicolaohara.com/course. Okay, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. If you resonated with anything I talked about, then please take a moment to subscribe and you'll be notified when the next episode is released. If you want to read about the key points I mentioned or any of the links I mentioned, then go to the show notes. The link is in the episode description. Remember, life is short. Become your own boss and make it count.